If you don't know the rules of kosherness, it's not worth explaining to you all the rules of kosherness. Unless, you know, you're either converting to Judaism or you're already Jewish and deciding to be kosher. But Passover starts tonight. And the rules get even stricter when it comes to things being kosher for Passover. And you also have to prep, depending on your level of observance, you have to prep various things in the house, particularly in the kitchen, for Passover. They have to be, you know, ready to use for Passover purposes. And in my case, I don't contribute a ton to that process because Lauren does the vast majority, but I am responsible for the Keurig, or the Keurig, depending on how you say Keurig, Keurig. I say it both ways because that's how I am. But once I had made it kosher for Passover, now I can only use kosher for Passover K-cup pods. And I usually use compostable K-cup pods so I can feel good about myself, but none of those are kosher for Passover. The number one thing that affects kosher for Passover pods is that they have to be, or coffee in general, is that it has to be unflavored. I like a flavored coffee. I like a cinnamon coffee or a chocolate flavored coffee. And I have to go to the unflavored ones, which means I also have to pour cinnamon into them after I make them. Kosher for Passover cinnamon, of course. And cinnamon powder into a coffee is fine. Like, it does the job, but it doesn't blend beautifully. It looks gross and weird. And that was my thought as I went to press record on this podcast. I have no idea what the podcast is going to be about, but the first 90 seconds was about that.
Your daily Lex.
We had house guests over this weekend, and for the second time, the second consecutive visit from Dan and Kat Morin and their baby, we were like mediocre hosts at best. Mediocre in the sense that we weren't around the whole time that they were here. We were around some of the time they were here, but not all of it. The last time they arrived, they had to let themselves in. But this time, at least we were here, or I was here when they were there, but when they arrived. But Lauren and Sierra were at Fiddler and didn't see them at all the first day they were here. Just saw them the following morning. And I had a comedy sports match that I had been asked to go in before the Morins had confirmed their visiting time. And so I had said yes, and then it was the whole thing. So then I had to do that. But I got to spend a bunch of time with them, which was lovely. And you know, I was leaving my other two kids home with them. But Ani was like, hey, I don't feel good. Ani does not have COVID, but has a cold. And so didn't really come downstairs at all. There was, you know, a lot of the same way you might expect a 17-year-old to do anyway, but not for any nefarious reasons, just for being a teen, just for being sick. Ani stayed upstairs the entire time to avoid getting anybody else sick. Liam did come down a little bit, like for dinner with the Morins, and then apparently just went up to his room and ignored them, which is a very 13-year-old boy thing to do. So whatever, it's all fine. It's fine. But a great visit with the Morins. And then the rest of my weekend, you know, there was a birthday party for my mother-in-law. There was that aforementioned comedy sports match, and there was a lot of app development. I think I'm getting closer to inviting, at least starting with inviting paying subscribers to Lex's Games to join a test flight. I think it's probably roughly a week away. I want to get some more stuff polished up and probably improve the visuals a little bit. But it is funny how much fun really it is to do. And you know, there's times where you just get into a battle where you're just fighting with the app. You're just fighting with the code, and that can be super frustrating. Or you can spend an hour or 2 hours or 3 hours on something super minor that you expect would be trivial and be the start of a session of working on it. And you can't, and like, even that, like when you're in it, it's horrible. But then when it's done, you're like, hey, I got that done. So yeah, I've got that going for me, I guess. Anyway, the other fun thing of the weekend was that comedy sports match where I punned a lot. Let's talk about that for a second. So much time has passed between when I teed up the previous sentence and when I started this one that I'm going to save the pun story for tomorrow. So get excited. Punning story coming tomorrow about comedy sports. If I remember, you got this. Goodbye.
Lex.